إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ما بعد. We continue in our class of tonight reading from the explanation of Aqidat al-Salaf Ashab al-Hadith, the book compiled by Imam al-Sabuni rahimahullah, the explanation of our noble Shaykh al-Allama al-Doktor Rabi' ibn Hadi al-Madkhali حفظه الله تعالى ومتعه بالصحة والعافية وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات آمين. قال الإمام الصابوني رحمه الله تعالى وغفر له ولوالديه وجزاه الله عن الإسلام والمسلمين كل خير المبشرون بالجنة: فأما الذين شهد لهم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أصحابه بأعيانهم بأنهم من أهل الجنة فإن أصحاب الحديث يشهدون لهم بذلك تصديقا منهم للرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما ذكره ووعده لهم، فإنه صلى الله عليه وسلم لم يشهد لهم بها إلا بعد أن عرف ذلك، والله تعالى أطلع رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And I hope when you hear the messenger of Allah, you say صلى الله عليه وسلم. والله تعالى أطلع رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم على ما شاء من غيبه، وبيان ذلك في قوله عز وجل: عالم الغيب فلا يظهر على غيبه أحدا إلا من ارتدى من رسول. وقد بشر صلى الله عليه وسلم 10 من أصحابه بالجنة، وهم أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وطلحة والزبير وعبد الرحمن بن عوف وسعيد وسعد وسعيد وأبو عبيد بن الجراح. وكذلك قال لثابت بن قيس بن شماس: أنت من أهل الجنة. قال أنس بن مالك: فلقد كان يمشي، يعني قيس بن الشماس، فلقد كان يمشي بين أظهرنا ونحن نقول إنه في الجنة ومن أهل الجنة. الإمام الصابوني رحمه الله تعالى in his book The Creed of the Pious Predecessors, The People of Hadith, he mentioned in this chapter 22 according to the English translation, the title of this chapter المبشرون بالجنة, those given the glad tidings of Jannah, paradise. Then he says, as for those witnessed to by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from amongst his companions who will enter paradise, indeed the people of Hadith testified to what he said sallallahu alaihi wasallam, believing what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned and promised for them. For indeed the Prophet ﷺ did not witness for them paradise except after knowing it for sure. Allah the Most High had informed His Messenger ﷺ of the matters of the unseen, as much as He subhanahu wa ta'ala has wished. This is evident in the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the saying of Allah, the Most Mighty and the Most Majestic, when he said subhanahu wa ta'ala, عالم الغيب فلا يظهر على غيبه أحدا إلا من ارتدى من رسول. In Surah Al-Jinn, the verses 26 and 27. He, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the all-knower of the unseen. He reveals the unseen to no one except whom he is pleased with from amongst his messengers. Imam al-Sabuni continued by saying, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave good tidings of paradise to 10 of his companions, and they are Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, Talha, Az-Zubair, Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, Sa'd, Sa'id, and Abu Ubaidah al-Jarrah radiallahu anhum. He also said to Thabit ibn Qais, one of the companions, Ibn Shammas, he also said to Thabit ibn Qais ibn Shammas, you are from the people of paradise. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu said, when he used to pass by us, meaning Thabit ibn Qais ibn Shammas, when he used to pass by us, we used to say, indeed he is from the people of paradise. Indeed he is in the Jannah and he is from the people of Jannah, paradise. In the explanation of this chapter, our noble Shaykh al-Allama, Dr. Muhammad Rabi' ibn Hadi al-Madkhali, حفظه الله تعالى, ومتعه بالصحة والعافية, he says, أما قوله رحمه الله فأما الذين شهد لهم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أصحابه بأعيانهم بأنهم أهل الجنة. He said this chapter came after the previous chapter when we learned that the outcome of the slaves is unknown except for those that there is a text from the revelation that mentioned that they are from the people of Jannah. As we learned in the previous chapter that the Aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they do not say such and such a person in the Jannah except if there is a text. If there is a text that mentions those people by their names, that they are from the people of Jannah, then they are from the people of Jannah. If the Prophet said such and such and so is in the Jannah, they are in the Jannah. But it's not for anyone else, to just because someone, I don't know, now you find people, somebody kill himself and they say he's a shaheed in Jannah. How can a person who kill himself fit in this category? And it's because of the jahad of a lot of people. And that's why the importance of learning the deen. So the Shaykh Rabi'ah wa ta'ala, he says, the statement of Al-Imam al-Saruni, as for those witnessed by the messenger, see, it's very important to remember this condition. Those who they are witnessed to, by who? By the Prophet ﷺ, they are from the Jannah. Not Ikhwan Muslimun, not the Sufis, oh, he's in the Jannah. A man go and strap himself with explosive and go and kill people and kill himself, and he's in the Jannah? A'udhu billah. Now, those who are witnessed to by the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, among his companions, who will enter a paradise. Now, قال ذاك أما على العموم لا نقطع لأحد إلا من نص من نص عليه الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام أو الأنبياء عليهم الصلاة والسلام. So when it comes to the people in general, we don't say this person is in the Jannah or this person is not, unless and until there is a text. Those whom the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned them with their names, and he said they are from the people of Jannah. They are from the people of Jannah. Also, Shaykh Rabi' says, or those who other prophets of Allah mentioned them by their names, they are from the people of Jannah as well. قال أما هؤلاء المنصوص عليهم على أعيانهم فنقطع لهم بالجنة. He said, this is a qaida now from the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah. If you have a sound hadith that says that these people here and the Prophet ﷺ mentioned them with their names, they are from the people of Jannah, he said, we believe that they are in the people of Jannah. With certainty. Naqta. No doubt whatsoever. We have knowledge, we have certainty that these people are in the people of Jannah. Why? Because the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that they are from the people of Jannah. وَبَاقِي أَصْحَابِ النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. What about now the rest of the companions that they were not mentioned? Very good question, right? Whereas these companions will know their virtue and their high position. نعم. He says, the Shaykh, he says, وَبَاقِي أَصْحَابِ النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَدْ وَعَدَهُمُ اللَّهُ عَلَى وَجْهِ الْعُمُومِ بِالْجَنَّةِ وَالرِّضْوَانِ عَنْهُمْ. As for the rest of the companions who they were not mentioned in text by their names, okay, then these Allah has promised them in general with the Jannah. You see? These ayats that Allah promised them the Jannah, and that He mentioned, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is pleased with them. السابقون منهم ومن بعدهم ومن أنفق قبل الفتح وقاتل ومن أنفق بعد الفتح وقاتل. The Shaykh says, Shaykh Rabi'ah wa ta'ala, he says, all of the companions, whether the foremost that accepted Islam, because not all the companions accept Islam in one day or one month or even one year. Alhamdulillah, there are those amongst them who accept Islam immediately. Those who accept after a week or so, or a month or two, or a year or two. There are those who accept Islam towards the end of the era of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Shaykh Rabi' hafidhahullah ta'ala, he says, as for those who are foremost to accept Islam, and those who came after them, they all fill in this category. They are promised the Jannah by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah mentioned that He is pleased with them. Whether those who they spend their wealth and they supported the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before Al-Fath, the conquest of Mecca, or those who became Muslims after that. And they put their lives, and those who have wealth, they put their wealth to support the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to spread Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Az-Zumar, the Shaykh, he mentioned the ayat in Surah Az-Zumar. وَكُلًّا وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى وَعَدَ اللَّهِ لَا يُخْلِفُ اللَّهُ الْمِعَادِ. With the ayah before, Allah has promised all of them. Actually, not in Surah Az-Zumar. Allah has promised all of them the Al-Husna. Allah has promised all of the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa radiyallahu anhum. Allah has promised them Al-Husna. Shaykh Rabi'ah, he explained Al-Husna as Jannah. The Jannah, paradise, Al-Husna. But in Surah Az-Zumar, in the end of the ayah 20, it says, وَعَدَ اللَّهِ لَا يُخْلِفُ اللَّهُ الْمِعَادِ. This is the promise of Allah, meaning that for them is paradise, is a promise from Allah. And Allah does not fail in His promise, subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال وأما غير الصحابة إن كانوا صالحين نرجو لهم الجنة وإن كانوا طالحين نخاف عليهم من النار. So after mentioning the aqidah of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah in the Sahaba, and that in general Allah has promised the Sahaba, the companions of the Messenger of Allah ﷺ, the Jannah, paradise, and Allah is pleased with them. For instance, in the ayah 100 in Surah At-Tawbah, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. Al-ayah. Those foremost to accept Islam from amongst the muhajirin and the ansar, and those who follow Him exactly in faith, Allah is pleased with them, and they pleased with Him, and has prepared for them gardens of paradise. To the end of the ayah 100 in Surah At-Tawbah. But then amongst the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi alayhim, there are those whom the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned them by their names, that they are in paradise. قال, other than the companions, what is the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah? What is the belief when we say the creed of the Ahlul Sunnah, meaning the proper creed, the haq, the truth? Because as you know, there is many deviant sects and groups that appears throughout the time and the history, and from the Qadariya, the Khawarij, the Shia, the Mu'tazila, the Asha'ira, the Jahmiya, name it, Sufiya, and many that branch from every one of them, branch many other sects and the like, but they have different beliefs in the Sahaba, as the Shaykh is going to mention later on. But now what concerns us is to be upon the haqq, to be upon the correct way when it comes to the companions. Since this is chapter is about the companions. Other than the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam now, the Shaykh he says, if they are righteous, anyone that is not a companion, but they are righteous, alhamdulillah, we hope that they will be from the people of Jannah. We hope that they be from the people of Jannah. But if they are not, they're wicked, they wrong themselves, they're not righteous, okay? Then he says, we fear for them. We fear for them that they may end up in the fire of hell, وَلْعِيَدُ بِاللَّهِ. ثم قال إمام الصابوني فإن أصحاب الحديث يشهدون لهم بذلك تصديقا منهم للرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما ذكره ووعده لهم فإنه صلى الله عليه وسلم لم يشهد لهم بها إلا بعد أن عرف ذلك. يقول هذا خلاف للخوارج والروافد قبحهم الله وأخزاهم. Says, look, this Imam, this great Imam, Imam al-Sabuni, who is one of the Imams of Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, he was upon the Aqidah of the Salaf, the Aqidah of the Sahaba, that was the companions, Ridwanullahi alayhim, they were upon. He says that they are in this position because what the Prophet ﷺ mentioned about them, that which he learned from his Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because remember, the Prophet ﷺ does not speak out of his desires, it's all revelation. If the Prophet ﷺ said, he said so and so in the Jannah, that person is in the Jannah. Alright? Because this is the Messenger of Allah ﷺ. Because the people of Jannah, no one know who they are exactly, except who for who? Allah. Anybody else has a list of the people of Jannah? A'udhu billah. That be a lie, a great lie against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa liyadu billah. Kufr. نسأل الله السلام والعافية. No one knows the unseen except Allah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the Imam al-Sabuni mentioned the ayah, but Allah in Surah al-Jinn, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let some of his messengers, his servants, know some of the unseen. Those that he is pleased with. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he bear witness to the companions that they are from the people of Jannah. He says, he mentioned this, Imam al-Sabuni, so to know that this is the Aqidah and the belief of Ahlul Sunnah, and also is a refutation against the Khawarij and the Rawafid. Against the Khawarij and the Rawafid. قَبَّحَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَأَخْزَهُمْ. May Allah disgrace them. May they be humiliated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Rawafid, the Shia. If you know Rawafid, mean the Shia. Okay? الرافدة الروافد يكفرون معظم الصحابة ويقولون إنهم في النار. Because the روافد, the Shia, what they say, what is their عقيدة? This is the creed, their belief, that's what they believe. They consider the majority of the Sahaba to be what? Kafir, disbelievers. These are the people that Allah promised them Jannah. We got text in the Quran. And Allah said He's pleased with them. The Shia al-Rawafid, what they say? No, they're in a hellfire. They kuffar. وَيَقُولُونَ إِنَّهُمْ فِي النَّارِ. They says, no. These companions, except for a few, handful, that they select. Okay? Except for a handful, they says, no. The rest is in the hellfire. Now somebody may say, wait a minute. What about the ayats in the Qur'an? Good question. Quran, we have ayats. يَحْمِلُونَ آيَاتَ الْوَعِيدُ وَآيَاتِ الْعَذَابُ وَآيَاتِ اللَّعْنِ عَلَى أَصْحَابِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَاتَلَهُمُ اللَّهِ. يعني الروافد. الروافد, any ayah that talks, that contains in the Quran, threat. Oh, such people, they will be in the hellfire. Such people, they will be disgraced and humiliated in the hellfire, of, in the fire of hell. Such people are cursed because of what they do. No, the Rawafid, they bring all these ayats and apply them on the Sahaba. They said, no, these are the ones that Allah has disgraced. These are the ones that Allah has promised the hellfire. And this, wal-iyadu billah. He said, قَاتَلَهُمُ اللَّهُ. May Allah fight them. Ameen. And destroy them. وَيَرُدُّونَ تَزْكِيَةَ اللَّهِ لَهُمْ فِي الْقُرْآنِ وَوَعْدَهُ لَهُمْ بِالْجَنَّةِ وَالرِّضْوَانِ هُمْ وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ. And they reject the clear ayat in the Quran
in which Allah has promised, has purified the companions, okay, and promised them the Jannah, and that He is pleased with them. I just mentioned to you the ayah 100 in Surah what? At-Tawbah. It's a clear ayah amongst many other ayahs. Now they reject those ayahs. You tell them, but Allah says, they're like, listen, man. Well, keep in mind, the Shia al-Rawafid, they say that the Quran we read is deficient. Ya'udhu billah. There's so many tawam, so many, subhanallah, violations and crimes, this Rawafid. Allah promised in the clear ayats, like this ayah we mentioned to you in Surah At-Tawbah, that He's pleased with the Muhajirin and the Ansar. Who are the Muhajirin and the Ansar? Huh? Who are they? Can they be any other than the Sahaba? No, these are the Sahaba. And those who follow them upon good. Now the Rawafi, they don't even consider disbelievers, the companions, most of them, but anyone who adhere to the way of the Sahaba. And we are commanded to adhere to the way of the companions Ridwanullahi alayhim. By the text of the Quran and the Sunnah. But the Rawafid, they are on something else, but they are upon the wrong path. قال كل هذه الآيات يحرفونها ويؤولونها ويتلاعبون بها. All of these ayats, clear ayats, that you find the Rawafid, the Shia al-Rafida, they play games with them. They interpret them according to their hawa and desire, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. وَهَذِهِ عَدَاوَ مِنْهُمْ لِلْإِسْلَامُ وَلِلْرَسُولِ الْكَرِيمِ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ قَاتَلَهُمُ اللَّهِ. He says, and by them taking this position, they set themselves and they show nothing but enmity to Islam and to the Messenger of Allah. They are enemies of Islam, the Rawafid and Shia. Even if they claim that they do all this in Islam, in the name of Islam, they're enemies of Islam, enemies of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah destroy them.
Ameen.
لا شك أن الذين وضعوا هذه المناهج زنادقة ومن سار على نهجهم بهذه الطريقة فهو منهم والعياذ بالله. The Sheikh says, no doubt that those people who first set these false ideologies, they zanadiqa, heretics, they left Islam والعياذ بالله. And whoever follow upon their path والعياذ بالله, he's one of them. He said, we seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from such a thing. أما الخوارج, that was for the Rafida. And the Rafida, don't you think that these people, they existed 700 years ago? They still exist. They're in Iran, mainly. They're in Iraq, mainly in Iraq, in Lebanon. They are everywhere. Okay, and they have the same Aqidah, wal-iyadu billah. They have this Aqidah, that they curse the companions. In their masajid, they curse Abu Bakr and Umar. Every single khutbah. Every single khutbah. Curse them out. والعياذ بالله. That's their عقيدة. أما الخوارج كما تعرفون لا يستثنون إلا أبو بكر وعمر. He said, as for the خوارج, them too, they went on the wrong path. In many points of عقيدة, they opposed the عقيدة of أهل السنة. But since we're talking about the صحابة. Okay? Likewise, the خوارج, they, as you know, he says, likewise, they consider the Sahaba kuffar, except for Abu Bakr and Umar. Abu Bakr and Umar, they don't talk about them. Uthman, Ali, ومن شايعهم عندهم كفار في النار. وكل من شارك في الفتنة عندهم كذلك. As for Uthman and Ali, and whoever supported Uthman and Ali, رضي الله عنهم, they are kuffar to the Khawarij. You see? عوذ بالله. Uthman and Ali from the promise of the Jannah, the Khawarij, they says, no, they're in a hellfire. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. طيب. And the Khawarij, anyone who participated in the fitna, in the time, as you know, when Ali, when Uthman was killed, that's where the great fitna started. And who killed Uthman? The Khawarij. The Khawarij, they killed Uthman radiallahu anhu. Khalifatu Rasul, Khalifatu Khalifati Khalifati Rasulillah. Subhanallah. Given the glad tidings of Jannah, they killed him. The Khawarij. Tayyib? So when Ali radiallahu anhu became the Khalifa after the death of Uthman radiallahu anhu, these Khawarij, they were on another program. So they were with Ali first. But then when the conflict took place between Ali and Muawiyah, and this is another point that the Ahlul Sunnah, they do not talk in details about what took place between the companions. Now, what took place between the companions is true, is reality. There was a conflict between Ali and Muawiyah, and there was some of the companions with Muawiyah, and there was many companions with Ali radiallahu anhu, radiallahu anhum. But the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah and the proper approach, as the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah, they says, when these matters are mentioned, we be silent. We don't say, oh, this one was wrong, this one did it for. We don't follow the ways of Ahlul Bid'ah. Ahlul Bid'ah, who they go and follow on their desires, they choose one side and criticize the other side. Or like Sayyid Qutb, and he says in his books, this man who left behind him a lot of corruption in his books, Sayyid Qutb, who he criticized Muawiyah and Amr ibn al-As and accused them with cheating and deception and playing games. And all. That's why they won, he says. A'udhu billah. Companions cheat and deception. Su adab. Ill manners with the companions of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa radiallahu anhum. And now you find this man, Sayyid Qutb, he's a shaheed. He's Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah to the Ikhwal al-Muslimun and to the Hizbiyun and to Qutbiyun. He's the main Shaykh. Whatever he says is right, a man who insults the companions. Not only this, he has a lot of tawam. He has a lot of deadly mistakes, waliyadu billah, in his books that the ulama, they have highlighted, especially this noble Shaykh we're reading his explanation, Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhahu Allah. And many of the ulama, they commend him and his books, and they thank him, like Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen, like Shaykh al-Albani, and many others. They thank Shaykh Rabi' for his efforts of exposing the deadly mistakes and the deviation and the innovation of this man, Sayyid Qutb, and the poison that is contained in his books. على أيين نعم الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام I was giving you a brief illustration on what happened. So the Khawarij, they were with Ali, but then when the fitna happened, and then alhamdulillah they resort to the peace and to reconcile the matter, and they selected two men to get together, some men from amongst the companions, and to look up to the matter. That's when the Khawarij, they separated from Ali radiallahu anhu, in group number of them. And they consider him to be kafir. Why? Because they says the hukum is only for Allah, because they don't understand the Quran. They says the ruling is only for Allah. So what Ali did, according to them, since Ali appointed one of the companions and Muawiyah appointed another, and they discussed the matter, they said that's kufr. Because you cannot put the people in the matters of Allah. Were they wrong in their understanding of al-'ayadu billah? That's why they went out and they were called al-Haruriyun, because that happened in an area called Harura. They separated themselves. Then alhamdulillah, Ibn Abbas, he went and he established the proof against them. They have three shubah, three doubtful matters. 2,000 of them, alhamdulillah, they accepted the haqq and they came back. Alhamdulillah, that's another story, maybe for another time. So he says, the Shaykh says, the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said about those who are in the Jannah, Naam, he said that based on knowledge, with certainty, from Allah. Naam, and he mentioned the ayat, Because who's going to be in the Jannah? This is from the matters of the unseen, from the ghaib. But the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he doesn't speak out of his desires. So now if someone come these days and say, oh, this person is in the Jannah, we say, ain't a dalil. Where is your dalil? Oh, well, he killed so many people. Yes, what do you mean he killed so many people? But he killed himself too. Didn't he kill himself? They like, now this he has to be done. Why has to be done? You have an ayah? We have ayahs that Allah says, don't kill yourselves. We have a hadith, sound hadith, the Prophet says, whoever killed himself is in a hellfire. Doing the same thing with the same thing he killed himself with. So how are you going to say he's in the Jannah? He's, wow, you guys are too much, you're extreme. Salafis, Wahhabis. Oh, Salafis, they follow the text. This is the deen of Allah, man. This is not anybody going to like come and say whatever they want to say. This is the deen of Allah. Ayna. فالرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام ما قال هذا إلا عن الله. So Shaykh Rabi' says the Messenger of Allah salam, when he said what he says about those companions that he mentioned them by names, they're from the people of Jannah, he's saying that from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he has given, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, given glad tidings of the Jannah of 10 companions. Who are they once again? In order if we can, at least for the 4 first ones. Now, Abu Bakr, As-Siddiq, Umar ibn al-Khattab, Uthman ibn Affan, Ali ibn Abi Talib, Talha ibn Ubaidullah, Naam, Al-Zubayr ibn al-Awwam, Talha wa al-Zubayr, Talha, Al-Zubayr ibn al-Awwam, Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, سعيد بن ابن جبير سعيد بن جبير بن نفيل ها and then ابو عبيده ابن الجراح اي عامر الفهري نعم so these are the 10 companions that I mentioned اي نعم قال هؤلاء العشرة شهد لهم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في سياق واحد أنهم من أهل الجنة. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned these 10 noble companions in one hadith. All of them, mentioned them all together, they are from the people of the Jannah. As in the hadith that is collected by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad, and Imam al-Tirmidhi, Ibn Hibban in his Sahih, from the hadith of Abdul Rahman ibn Auf رضي الله عنه. Tell you the hadith after the adhan, inshallah ta'ala. Now, this hadith that Imam al-Albani, rahimahullah ta'ala, authenticated, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Abu Bakr in the Jannah, Umar fil Jannah, meaning Jannah, Ali in the Jannah, Uthman fil Jannah. So he mentioned them in this hadith. Talha in the Jannah, fil Jannah. Al-Zubayr fil Jannah. Abdul Rahman ibn Auf fil Jannah. سعد بن أبي وقاص في الجنة وسعيد بن زيد بن عمرو بن نفيل في الجنة وأبو عبيدة بن الجراح في الجنة. And also there is the other companion ثابت بن قيس بن الشماس. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says he's from the people of Jannah. And Anas بن مالك رضي الله عنه, he mentioned, he says when this ayah was revealed in Surah Al-Hujurat, يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي. O you who believe, raise not your voices above the voice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To the end of the ayah. When this ayah was revealed, this companion Thabit ibn Qais, he stayed in his house. And he used to say, I'm from the people of the fire. He said, I'm from the people of the fire. And he couldn't even go out and be with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he missed him, he didn't see him around. He asked Sa'd ibn Mu'adh, he was his neighbor. He said, Ya Aba Amr, ma sha'nu Thabit? He said, Oh Abu Amr, what happened with Thabit? I don't see him. Ashtaka, is he sick? Sa'd ibn Mu'adh, he says, he's my neighbor. And if he was sick, I would certainly know. That's my neighbor. That's another point of benefit. They're neighbors. Now. So Sa'd came to him to his house. And he mentioned to him that the Prophet ﷺ is asking about you. So Thabit says, Allah has revealed this ayat. And you know me. I'm the one who has the loudest voice amongst all of you. He has the, what do you call it?
Deep bass, loud voice,
you know. So he doesn't intend to speak loud, but that's who he is. And look how he was afraid that this ayah was revealed about him. He said, so I am from the people on the fire, he says. That's how he understood it. So Sa'd, he mentioned that to the Prophet ﷺ. But the Prophet ﷺ, he says, no, he is from the people of Jannah. Allah Akbar. He says, no, he is from the people of Jannah. Sheikh Rabi'i said, because this companion, that's his voice. He doesn't intend to raise his voice at the presence of the Prophet ﷺ, in the presence of the Prophet ﷺ. That's his voice. But look, he thought that this ayah was revealed on him. He thought that he's from the people of the fire. The Prophet ﷺ says, no, huwa min ahli al-jannah. He is from the people of Jannah. Another example, al-mar'atu al-sawda allati kanat taqumu al-masjid wa kanat tusra. Another example from the companion, this is a female companion, a woman, the black woman, that she used to clean the masjid. Okay? The black woman in the time of the Prophet ﷺ, they call it al-mar'atu al-sawda. Okay, the black woman that she used to pick up the things in the masjid. Qumama, any trash or anything that don't supposed to be in the masjid, she used to. This is a good thing. Okay? But she used to have seizures too. She used to get seizures. And you know when the people get seizures, they lose control and the like.
Seizures.
Got it. Huh?
Yes.
Can we say plural or not?
It's plural.
Plural, yeah? Many times.
Yeah.
Now, so he used to have seizures and she used to be exposed because she has no control over her body at that time. So she said to the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, indeed, I get these seizures and cause me to be exposed. Ask Allah for me to cure me. Ask Allah. Then, but the Prophet ﷺ, he said to her, "In shi'ti sabarti wa lakil jannah." Allahu Akbar. "Wa in shi'ti da'awtu Allah an yu'afiki." So she came to the Prophet ﷺ, ask Allah to cure me. But the Prophet ﷺ, he said to her, "If he wants to be patient, and you will have the jannah. Or if he wants me to make du'a that Allah cure you, I will do that too." What she said? قالت أصبر الله أكبر. She said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, what she said to him? I be patient. So she chose the pains and all of that. What is the price? Jannah. She said, أصبر, I rather be patient, O Messenger of Allah. Then she said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, she said to him, O Messenger of Allah, when these things happen to me, I get exposed, I have no control. Ask Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala for me. So that when these seizures take place, I won't be exposed. Okay? The Prophet is going to make dua for her. So Sheikh Rabi'i says, this woman, she's also from those that, from the people of Jannah. Because the Prophet ﷺ, he bear witness that she is from the people of Jannah. So the Sheikh Rabi'i says, these are the people who we bear witness. And we believe actually that they are from the people of Jannah. Other than them, from the righteous people, we hope that they are from the people of Jannah. And those who are not righteous, we fear for them that they may be from the people of the fire. Likewise, from the Aqidah of Ahl-Sunnah, that as for the companions who they were not mentioned by name, in the ahadith, the sound narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then they are under the rule, the general rulings, which contains in the ayat that Allah has promised them the Jannah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them. whether those as the in the ayah mentioned in Surah Al-Hadid, whether those who they foremost to accept Islam and they supported the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam before the conquest of Mecca or after that, or after that. فَنَحْنُ نُؤْمِنُ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ عَلَى الْعُمُومِ said, we believe, inshallah, in a general, that they are from the people of Jannah because of this text. And the Shaykh mentioned the ayah 100 in Surah At-Tawbah, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنْصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي تَحْتَهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ The foremost to accept Islam, meaning the Muhajirin and the Ansar, and those who follow them exactly in faith, Allah is pleased with them. And they are pleased with Him and has prepared for them gardens of paradise. Beneath flow rivers, they will dwell in it forever. And that is the Al-Fawz Al-Azim. That is the great success, the ultimate success. قَالْ فَنَشْهَدُ لَهُمْ وَلِمَنْ يَتَّبِعُهُمْ بِإِحْسَانَ عَلَى الْعُمُومِ وَلَيْسَ عَلَى التَّعِيِّينَ So he says these companions and those who follow them in faith, we bear witness that they are from the people of Jannah in general. But we don't specify by names. We don't specify by names because that requires a proof, a hadith. This chapter, alhamdulillah, the one after it, it also deals with the Sahaba, أفضل الصحابة وخلافتهم, who are the best of the companions. And also the Shaykh is going to mention Dir Khilafa, the Khilafa of Abu Bakr, Umar and Uthman, and Ali, radiallahu anhum ajma'in. Of course, the ulama of Al-Sunnah al-Jama'ah, this information here, these points of Aqidah, they are found in many other books of Al-Sunnah, the books of Aqidah, of Al-Sunnah al-Jama'ah. And also other ulama, they instead of compiling books, they have lines of poetry. They have poems in talking about the Sahaba, ridwanullahi alayhim, our aqidah in the Sahaba. There are some lines of poetry that mention this 10, like Imam al-Tabari. He has the lines of poetry. And other than him, rahimahumullah. And also, like for instance, al-Imam Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, in his Lamiyya, he says, يَا سَائِلِي عَنْ مَذْهَبِي وَعَقِيدَتِي رُزِقَ الْهُدَى مَنْ لِلْهِدَايَةِ يَسْأَلُ اسْمَعْ كَلَامَ مُحَقِّقٍ فِي قَوْلِهِ لَا يَنْثَنِي عَنْهُ وَلَا يَتَبَدَّلُ حُبُّ الصَّحَابَةِ كُلُّهِمْ لِي مَذْهَبٌ وَمَوَدَّةُ الْقُرْبَى بِهَا أَتَوَسَّلُ وَلِكُلِّهِمْ قَدْرٌ عَلَى وَفَضَائِلُ لَكِنَّمَا الصِّدِّيقُ مِنْهُمْ أَفْضَلُ Shaykh al-Islam, in the beginning of his Lamiyya, why is Lamiyya? Because he ends by the letter Lam. As he mentioned, at the end of every line of poetry, ends by the Lam. يَا سَائِلِي عَنْ مَذْهَبِي وَعَقِيدَتِي رُزِقَ الْهُدَى مَنْ لِلْهِدَايَةِ يَسْأَلُ لُ He says, the one who's asking me about my madhab and my creed, may Allah grant guidance to the one who's asking about guidance. اسمع كلام محقق في قوله لا ينثني عنه ولا يتبدل. Now listen to the statement he says of a man who knows what he's saying. Not just saying, meaning upon knowledge. And that which I'm going to tell you, the Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, that's what I'm going to tell you right now about this aqidah and my madhab, I will not change. This is it. This is my madhab, it's my aqidah. حب الصحابة كلهم لي مذهب. He says, loving all of the companions, that's my madhab. Not like this refutation against the Shia, Khawarij. Huh? No, we love all the Sahaba. وَمَوَدَّةُ الْقُرْبَ بِهَا أَتَوَسَّلُ نعم. But then he mentioned, he said, وَلِكُلِّهِمْ قَدْرٌ عَلَى وَفَضَائِلُ لَكِنَّمَا الصِّدِّيقُ يعني Abu Bakr Siddiq مِنْهُمْ أَفْضَلُ He said, all of them, they have qadr. High position. And fada'il, many virtues. But, لَكِنَّمَا الصِّدِّيقُ مِنْهُمْ أَفْضَلُ But, Siddiq Abu Bakr, he's the best of them. As for Al-Ha'iyya of Ibn Abi Dawood, that started by the world-famous lines of poetry, of al-Imam Ibn Abi Dawood. تمسك بحبل الله واتبع الهدى ولا تك بدعيا لعلك تفلح ودن بكتاب الله والسنة التي أتت على رسول الله تنجو وتربح. And then until he, when he started talking about the Sahaba, he says, وقل إن خير الناس بعد محمد وزيراه قدما ثم عثمان نرجح. And say that the best of the people after Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم وزيراه من أبو بكر وعمر دين عثمان. Okay. ورابعهم خير البرية بعدهم. And the fourth of them is the best of the people after these three. And after the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. علي حليف الخير بالخير ينجح. And he mentioned وإنهم للرهط لا ريب فيهم وعلى نجوب الفردوس بالنور تسبح تسرح عفوا. And they are the people who no doubt whatsoever about them. They are in the gardens of paradise al-Firdaus. Okay, Sa'idun. Now he mentioned four. Now what is left?
Six.
Okay, well count with me. He said Sa'idun wa Sa'dun wa Ibn Awfin wa Talhatun wa Amiru Fihrin. Who's left? Wazubayru al-Mumaddahu. This is a line of poetry. So the ulama, they mentioned lines of poetry in Aqidah. So it'd be easy to remember. وَقُلْ خَيْرَ قَوْلٍ فِي الصَّحَابَةِ كُلِّهِمْ وَلَا تَكُنْ طَعَانًا تُصِيبُ تَعِيبُ وَتَجْرَحُ لَقَدْ نَطَقَ الْوَحْيُ الْمُبِينُ بِفَضْلِهِمْ وَفِي الْفَتْحِ آيٌ لِلصَّحَابَةِ تَمْدَحُ. He says, say nothing but good about all of the companions. He's still the Ha'iyya of Ibn Abi Dawood, the Sijistani. Don't slander any one of them or insult or mention bad things about any one of them or defame any one of them. لقد نطق الوحي المبين بفضلهم. Because the wahi, the revelation, has mentioned clearly their virtue. وفي الفتح آي للصحابة تمدحوا. And indeed in the Quran, there are ayats that praises the companions. So this is our aqidah in the Sahaba. Inshallah we're going to bring you more. This matter is going to become even more clear inshallah ta'ala in the upcoming chapter. أفضل الصحابة وخلافتهم. The best of the companions and their khilafah. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.